Wisconsin political ads must now disclose if they include AI-generated content. It's Friday, March 22nd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerwin. Coming up, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss filed a challenge to a recall election effort against him. And the Racine Unified School District will end some of its virtual learning programs. Corrine Hess brings us more on that story. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Political ads that use artificial intelligence will have to disclose that fact under a new Wisconsin law. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more on the measure, which Governor Tony Evers signed into law yesterday.
Experts have predicted that the 2024 election cycle will be the AI election. Senator Mark Spreitzer, a Democrat from Beloit, says the law will help voters be more informed consumers.
We want to make sure there's appropriate disclaimers so that voters can maybe look into things more and see whether something they're seeing is the truth or something that AI has used to manipulate.
Spreitzer said lawmakers intend to watch how AI is used this year to promote more guardrails for the future. Evers vetoed other GOP election bills, including one that would have changed requirements around how people in nursing homes cast ballots. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Attorneys for Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss say an effort to remove him from office is plagued with fraud and criminality. Voss filed a challenge to signatures aimed at initiating a recall election with the Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday. His attorneys claim several people collecting those signatures have felony convictions. They also claim the names of adults and children were forged and addresses could not be verified. Finally, Voss's attorneys say because the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down Republican-drawn legislative maps in December, signatures collected in the Speaker's old 63rd Assembly District cannot count. In a statement, Voss repeated claims that the recall effort is a waste of time and resources. He said that's especially true for residents, quote, whose identities have been stolen. The recall was launched earlier this year by conservative activists who claim Voss has blocked the impeachment of Wisconsin's top elections official. Organizers have 5 days to respond to Voss's challenge. An audit of remote work at Wisconsin state agencies suggests the state could offload even more office space than previously planned. 3 years ago, Governor Tony Evers' administration released a plan that calls for consolidating office space and for selling multiple state office buildings in coming years. During a committee hearing this week, Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld said the rise of remote work has had many benefits for Wisconsin agencies,
including helping agencies to continue to be an employer of choice in this competitive labor market, reducing the real estate footprint of state government, which saves taxpayers dollars and returns properties to the tax rolls.
In all, state officials say the plan could help Wisconsin save over $500 million. But a review by Wisconsin's nonpartisan audit bureau suggests many state agencies could make steeper cuts to office space beyond what's outlined in the Evers administration's plan. The Racine Unified School District will end virtual learning for kindergarten through eighth graders at the end of this school year. Corrine Hess reports that's because of low enrollment and federal funding expiring.
Heather Brewer's family has thrived since the pandemic ushered in virtual learning in 2020. Her daughter, now a fourth grader, was being bullied and falling behind at school. Brewer says now she's ahead academically.
My daughter was so introverted, and now here she is in this virtual program.
I had like two friends before, and then now I have like 30.
Now she's so outgoing.
Brewer and other parents were shocked to hear the virtual program is closing. School district officials say they have no choice without federal pandemic funds. The Green Bay School District has taken a different approach. They've moved their virtual program under the district's general budget and decided to grow it. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
the Wisconsin Historical Society will acquire the century-old Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo. The ornate theater will become an extension of the Circus World Museum. It will slowly ramp up to a full schedule of events. The nonprofit that runs the theater and the Historical Society announced raising more than $3 million from private donors. The funds will be used for facility improvements and an operating endowment. They will also hire a technical director. Charlene Flicht is the president of the board for the Al Ringling Theater Friends. She loves giving tours of the historic venue.
It's quite unexpected. You just think it's a little sort of unassuming place, and you walk in and often people's jaw will drop because it's so unexpectedly beautiful.
The theater opened in 1915 and has been on the National Register of Historic Places for nearly 50 years. It has been run by a volunteer-led nonprofit since 1989. Coming up after the break, we've got the latest in a series from Wisconsin Life and Midwest Mujeres. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about someone reflecting on the pivotal moments in their life. It's part of a series we're airing this month on women in southern Wisconsin in partnership with Midwest Mujeres.
Samantha Green of Madison has a philosophy she lives by.
My motto for life is nothing is impossible. It's just a matter of figuring out. All you have to do is keep at it, and before you know it, it will become your reality.
Green says thinking forward has helped her move past the roadblocks in her life. The mother of three, grandmother of six, told me about this as part of a storytelling partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison.
I didn't start with the best start, but I had a mother that taught me that can't is not part of my vocabulary and I can do whatever I choose to do. I do realize that sometimes I get down on myself, but I never give up. At one point in my life, I was a drug dealer and realized God and I required more of myself.
Green was about to turn 30, and she knew something was off. She wasn't even excited for her birthday.
So I had this talk with God, and I was like, I know I'm not living out my purpose that you set for me, and I need some help to get to that. And a month after that, I got arrested. And every step of the process, he showed up and made me realize, like, I'm answering this prayer. And people just started showing up.
People from her past, people from church, people from every corner of her life. Green says her community's support, paired with her self-determination, led to a pivotal moment. She went back to school.
Ever since I was little, I knew I was going to graduate from college. I knew I was going to have this career. I knew I was going to talk for a living, and I knew I was going to help people. I knew I felt it.
And she did it. Green graduated by the time she turned 40. Since then, she's worked in jobs helping people. Currently, she's a program leader with Dane County Department of Human Services. And when she's not working, you'll often find her outside.
So I've always fished. I've lived here in Madison since I was about 4 or 5 years old, over at Brittingham. Like, my grandfather lived there. We used to cross that bridge over there and go over there and fish. Like, we would have fish fries at the lake.
And during the pandemic, Green tried something new outside. She went camping for the first time.
And I fell in love. So the more I went camping and the more I realized, like, sitting around the campfire was a different feeling. And the people that you share the campfire with is healing. The stories, the conversations that you have, like, it does something for your soul. People are really who they are without the stresses of the world. We don't have to put on any faces at the fire. Like, we're all equal at this point. Our jobs don't matter, nothing matters, and it's just you with these real life questions and you're answering them. And it's soul searching and it's also getting answers.
Now, Green wants to share that love of camping with others.
I want my own camping resort, Black owned camping resort, where of course it's gonna make money because people camp all the time, but also to offer teaching kids how to fish, teaching going through the trails, teaching how to start fires, teaching how to cook outside on an open fire.
She sees a real need for it in Wisconsin.
Because we're Black and brown people, it hasn't always been the best experience to be outside, and especially in woods. And I go camping up north 2.5 hours away. It's not always the best thing to be outside. But I haven't ran into any negative experiences. And I also look at everything as a teacher moment. People of different colors are learning about me. I'm learning about them. And at the end of the day, we're all the same.
Green is the type of person who's energized by change. She's at a point in her life when she's embracing challenges rather than pushing them away.
Life is really short. And no matter what, like, you have to honor that inner voice within you.
Samantha Green shared her story with us as part of a partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison. We've partnered with the organization to share stories of women who live in southern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm Hope Kerwin, in for Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and Mallory Chang. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again on Monday.